and to work in the summertime. You see, teachers, they have a school year round there, you know, and they have one of the best nursing schools for black there. You can get your degree in nursing there.
Well, after you've been there for 2 or 3 years, do they give you a degree?
Oh, you have to go more than 2 or 3 years. At that time, it was really what we would call a high school. When we finished senior academy, they had junior academy, senior academy, and then you went into college.
So, what was the name of it when you went there?
It was Prairie View A&M, Agricultural and Mechanical College.
Prairie View, Prairie Diew.
It is a branch of A&M. University of Bryan. The big university in A&M? Prairie View is a branch of from A&M.
So it was Prairie View A&M when you were there?
No, it wasn't A&M then.
What was it then?
Later it was called A&M. We just Prairie View University.
But what was the name of it when you went there?
And Prairie View University. And it's Prairie View A&M now, Agricultural and Mechanical College. Then later.
And you were there for about 2 or 3 years?
Mm-hmm. During summers and quad regular session.
And then you were qualified to teach then?
Yeah, you were qualified to teach after you finished your senior academy. While you got a certificate and you could teach 4 years.
So you got a certificate
mm-hmm.
there from
mm-hmm.
the senior academy?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you teach?
About 10 miles west of here, Mount Zion community. If you've ever gone through Shiro, you turn off, you'll find a sign there to the west, and it's a big community. You know, it was really then, because a lot of children have gone to Houston and other big cities, you know. And mostly older people are there now.
Tell me about your church here.
Wait a moment, Michelle.
Certainly.
No, I don't think it's easy, but...
I'll turn it off. So that's a picture of the man who founded the church?
Founded the church. And I told the mission sisters I was going to let them see.
When was that?
Just 1 second.
I'll turn it off.
I'm going to try to have it enlarged.
Where'd you get that picture?
A lady who was my Sunday school teacher when I was a little girl and had been a member of this church, First Baptist, from a young girl, and she had quite a number of pictures. See, being in the middle of the church, she had, and her husband was the treasurer of the church and all, so she had pictures. And when she passed, all of her pictures were given to me.
Oh, well, that
mm-hmm.
is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So you're glad to have those.
Mm-hmm.
Do you belong to any clubs here, any organizations?
I belong to the best organization in town, I'd call it. That's CONE, it is called, C-O-N-E. The name is Christian Organization for Missionary Endeavor.
What do you do in that club? Organization.
Okay, it is owned and operated by black and white churches.
And what do you do then?
Now, in this church, in this organization, we help people who need help.
That's the
United Fund gives us, according to what they make, sometimes $1,000. And maybe if more, we might get $2,000. This money is put into a bank separate from the rest of the money of CONE, which is in another bank. But this money is in one bank, and it's to be used to help people.